This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
As the Oregon State Legislature is meeting, we've been talking with a lot of the local lawmakers, I think all of them so far, and continue to schedule those periodically as the session goes on. But wanted to talk with House Republican Leader Christine Drazen this morning. Of course, she's a former Republican candidate for governor, left the legislature for a period of time to do that, went back to the legislature beginning this year, and joins us this morning. Good morning. Thanks for being on.
Good morning, Kyle. It's good to be here with you.
So you got back into the legislature after a three-way governor's race, losing out on that. What made you jump back into the legislature?
I really believe that Oregon is headed in the wrong direction, continues to be. And I think that for the people in our state that want to see our, you know, beautiful, wonderful state start to serve its people again, I still want to be their voice. And the decision to run for the legislature the first time was my personal commitment to my community and my state to just do everything I can to make a difference here. And running for governor didn't go in the direction that we had hoped and worked so hard for, but it didn't change my commitment to this place, to these people. I love Oregon, and I love Oregonians, and there's a lot of work to do. And I believe in continuing to fight, and I believe in doing everything I can to make a difference.
Now, you got back into the legislature and were selected to be a leader this time around for the Republicans. Talk about what that portion of your job entails.
You know, it is a privilege to be able to be the voice for the Republican caucus in the state legislature. And that really is just bringing together those leaders, you know, those legislators that you've had on your show are my caucus members, likely, and they are the ones who are representing the communities across the state. And so as caucus leader, I have this privilege of bringing their voices together and amplifying their voices so we can be stronger together, unified together, speak with one voice, and be as effective as possible. I mean, we know the top issues. We know what's broken. I guess that's a better way to put it. We know what needs fixed. We know that it's too expensive to live here. We continue to throw money, good money after bad, on challenges around homelessness without really seeing any progress there. Our schools are broken. Our most recent numbers have been shocking for how underperforming our classrooms are for our kiddos. And we continue to have housing that's too expensive for first-time homebuyers. Like, the list, we know what's out there. We know what we need to work on together. And House Republicans are coming together to provide that leadership for Oregonians.
As you are into the session, along with, of course, the Senate leader for the Republicans, Daniel Bonham, talk about your priorities from the GOP side and what you're hoping to accomplish in this session, especially when you're in a superminority role.
Yeah, we are the voice of Oregonians that are just frustrated and burdened by this supermajority. We're the voice of the folks that want to repeal the wildfire maps. And we're the voice of the folks that are tired of having their kids go into classrooms that are not focused on reading, writing, math, and the basics. And so as House Republicans, we want to get Oregon back on the right track. And we are standing up to address the crisis on our streets for homelessness, to lower income taxes, to lower taxes on estate taxes and property taxes. We believe that in Oregon, the government is putting too much pressure on Oregonians. It's too expensive to live here. And it's not all just federal inflation. Some of this is because of the decisions that have been made in Salem. And we need to turn that around. We need to recognize families can barely afford to stay in their homes. They can barely afford to put food on the table. And we can be a part of turning around and making a difference there. So school choice, addressing cost of living, affordability, repealing those wildfire maps, and ending homelessness in our state. We think it should be rare and temporary. We know there are struggles out there, but We believe that getting people help requires accountability, and we believe that there is a path to getting our people off of our streets and either back with their own families where they came from or into the care that they need to address addiction services. That is not what our House Democrat colleagues are talking about right now. They are talking about status quo, stay the course, throw more money at this stuff, just trust us a little longer, let us make minor modifications. That's not where the House Republicans are. We believe it's broken, and we believe we need real change to get things on the right track again.
But how do you make that change in the supermajority status?
Well, we are inviting our Democrat colleagues to recognize that the voices of Oregonians are the ones that they should be listening to. We're not standing alone in Salem. We are there representing thousands and thousands and thousands of Oregonians that want to be heard. And we are their voice in that process, but they are powerful. And politics has to be about people. When it stops being about people, when it starts being about bureaucracies and systems and, you know, oh, we can't do this, we can't do that, then those folks don't deserve to be there anymore. We had a Democrat in Milwaukee, from the Milwaukee area, that did an interview where he said that Oregonians who don't want to raise taxes are just petulant children. They're acting like a petulant child. That is elitist garbage. And he should be ashamed of himself, and he shouldn't have any power because he doesn't respect the people. And so we're there to represent the people. We're there to fight the fight, use all the tools that we can in the toolbox to make sure that we have these collaborative conversations. We're persuasive. We're bringing Oregonians into this conversation. But at the end of the day, we are inviting these Democrat legislators to change their ways and to work with us in support of the needs of Oregonians themselves. But we're not just, you know, a handful of politicians up there that are standing alone. We're standing on behalf of Oregonians, and we are representing them, and we're inviting our Democrat colleagues to listen to their concerns.
How do you feel like the session has gone so far now that you're a few weeks in?
It's been it's interesting. It's been an interesting session so far, because I believe that Republicans have laid out a very clear agenda for what we want to accomplish this session. We have unity and clarity. We're not going to raise taxes. We're going to fight for lower taxes. We are going to lower the cost of housing so those first-time homebuyers can get into their homes. We have clarity. We want to repeal the wildfire maps. On the other side of the aisle, there's a lack of clarity. They're all over the map for what they're trying to do right now. They're trying to end ag in Oregon. They're doing all kinds of things to attack our natural resource-based economy across the board in our state right now. And they're talking about all kinds of tax increases, you know, taxes on tires, taxes on payroll, all kinds of tax increases. And there's not clarity on the other side of the aisle for how they're going to solve these problems. They are really just kind of throwing spaghetti against a wall, and everybody's talking about all kinds of things. And a lot of it is not solving the core problems facing us. On the other side of that, we have some highlights where we have across party lines collaboration and strong communication. We have some bipartisan bills that are beginning the process of moving that are absolutely wonderful examples of the kinds of issues that we can work on together to make progress. And some of those are in our housing committee in particular. There's some conversations that are happening there. We have bipartisan bills that would address some of the administrative rules of the state, you know, kind of how government works and how we can have more transparency and more accountability. There is strong bipartisan support for a stronger auditing arm. On the Republican side, we're working to pull together our own government efficiency effort. And, you know, certainly would welcome the collaboration and cooperation of Democrats in that process. And so there are bright spots. This is not, you know, this is not a futile effort. We are working hard. We're going to work across the aisle where we can. And we are going to hold the line on our principles, and we're going to fight for the progress that Oregonians have sent us there to achieve.
All right, out of time for now. We'll check it again later in the session. House Republican Leader Christine Drazen, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:41 at the morning report.